Okay, here we go to Hoshea Perek Beis. Hoshea Perek Beis, this is the Haftorah for Parshas Bamidbar. Bamidbar is all about countings, and the first pasuk here in our Perek says that Bnei Yisrael will be so numerous that they will be unable to be counted. Again, right after the harsh Perek of Perek Aleph, where Hoshea is told to take a zona and to have the children, and describing the break that Klal Yisrael had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu based on their actions, right away, Chazal already pick up on the fact that we have Nechama right away, and this Perek is an up and down seesaw of being close with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the terrible state that they're in now, and they have to do tshuva, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never leave them. And this is really the what Hoshea is all about as well. And again, remember, this is way before. This is before Yeshayo, more than 150 years before Churban Beis HaMikdash, but the roots are already there, and Hoshea is trying to encourage them. V'haya mispar b'nei Yisrael k'chol hayom. The mispar, the number of b'nei Yisrael, will be like the sand of the sea, asher lo yimad lo yisafer, that cannot be counted and not be measured. That's the first part. So that, of course, is the different mafarshim talk about ala Torah. Sometimes we're compared to the stars, sometimes we're compared to the sand. Different imagery, the stars, everyone is its own unique element. Everyone, there's no two that are the same. Everyone is large. HaKadosh Baruch Hu names them and gives them purposes. The sand, on the other hand, it's not nothing inherently in the individual. In every grain of sand is crucial and important, but together, kechol hayam, together, the sand is the blockage that blocks the great and mighty sea from covering the land based on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created by Mamad Har Sinai. But this pasuk is also, as we know, the Gemara in Yuma tells us, the pasuk for the Isser of counting Jews. One is not allowed to count Jews. The Gemara tells us on Chav Beis Mabez in Yuma, Asur Amar Yitzchak, Asur Limno says Yisrael Afilu Dvar Mitzvah. You can't. Right? Who violated that? Dechseva Yevkedem Babazik. He counted them. Shmuel and Shaul, those stories, counted them with a shard and not with not people. And that's the minhag of counting Jews. When we have a minyan, we say Oshia Samecha. We say we use a pasuk, but we don't count Jews. What's the issur of counting Jews? Right, lo yisafer. Again, it's not an issur daraisa. Right, it's mentioned here based on the pasuk in Hoshea that lo yisafer v'lo yimad. That's a remez for the issur of counting Jews. The Rishonim discussed this in Parshas Kisisa. By the Machzis HaShekel. So two ideas just to mention. One is that, you know, Jews, people are unique. They're not numbers, right? Our enemies have tried to just give us numbers and take away our shame, take away our uniqueness. And we say no. Everyone is a shame. Everyone is a unique individual. The shame reflecting uniqueness, and that's why we don't give a number to a person. We give a shame. But number two, Rabbeinu Bachai expands upon this in Parshas Kisisa and Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Beis, that when you count, you're separating from the klal. And we know this chus letzibur is so powerful. If I say you're one, v'gila lecha kasev ki ha'ama nifrat b'minyano kalecha legulgalosam v'hinehu mushkach mibal ashkach yisaleh. If we're all part of the tzibur, then we're mushkach from Hashem. V'chol ma'isav nifratin lefanav az yachol anegef. If it's just me, then I'm not worthy. Who's worthy in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We're all sinners. Ma'she'en kein b'tchila shaya inyano nimshach b'chlal harabim. If I'm part of the rabbim, avalata, bios kol yachav yachid, v'chol masav nefrat, and he after me built the onesh. Ke'inyin she shiva shunamit li Elisha. Remember, Isha shunamit, he says, said to Elisha, betochami anochi yoshavet. I want to be betochami. Klomar, eni rotel she tispalel b'shmi lefnei ha-melech, o alasar ha-tzava, mutav li shiye inyoni nechla b'chol ha-rabbim, v'lo nefratis men pen e'onesh. Right, it's quoted Rosh Hashanah time. The Isha Shunamis, but that's the Isser of Jews. Right? We don't want to separate. We want to all be considered connected to each other. We are one unit. So again, the pasuk starts off by saying, even after the terrible imagery in the last parak, we have Bnei Yisrael at one point is going to be a time when they're going to be so numerous. Right? Rashi quotes, Ma'inyin Puranis v'Nechama Smuchin B'Dibur Echad. He quotes the Gemara in Psachim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave rachamim right after he gave the deeper other idea to Hoshea. Continuing the pasuk, v'ayah bimkom asher ye'amar lohem lo ami atem, ye'amar lohem b'nei kol chai. Instead of the state of lo ami, right, the second son's name in the previous parak, right, we had Yisrael, lo ruchama, and lo ami. Instead of lo ami, b'nei kol chai. We are going to be connected, b'nei kol chai, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some pick up on the bimkom, in the exact spot. in the spot, meaning we're going to do tshuva, and in the same place that we were called lo ami, we were called b'nei kol chai. That's what the Gemara says. The Rambam discusses this of what tshuva gemura really is. As we know, the Rambam talks about it in Perek Beis of Hilchos Tshuva, the exact same situation. Ezi tshuva gemura. Says shabal yado davar sha'avar bo. V'yefshar biyado lasos. He can do it again. V'pireish v'loasa. B'nei tshuva. And he doesn't, and he stops because of tshuva. Lo miyirav, lo mikishlon koach. Not because he's weaker or more afraid. He's in the exact same situation, and he does not violate. So that is tshuva gemura, and that's what some suggest here. Bimkom, in the same spot that the violations were done, b'nei kol chai. What's b'nei kol chai? We are children of the living God. B'nei kol chai, says the Radak, because nothing else is truly living except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Radak, Hu Yisbarach Chai Mi Beli Siba Ve'ela. There's nothing that Hashem's existence depends on. Right? Beli Siba Ve'ela. That's why he's Chai. That's the ultimate and the only real Chai. Right? He doesn't quote it, but that's the Rambam in the beginning of Mishnah Torah. Beginning of Hilchot Yesod Yatorah. The Rambam says, what's the Yesod? Yesod HaYesodos V'amur HaChachamos. The Yesod of everything is Leida. She'isha Matsui Rishon V'hu Mamtzi Kol HaNimsa. There is a matsui, there is an existence, and he is mamsi all that's found. V'chol ha'nimsom min ha'shemayim v'aretz u'ma b'neihem, everything in the heavens and earth, lo nimsu ela me'amitas hi matso. V'im yal al adas shehu eino matsui, ein davar acher yachol hi matzos. If you could fathom something that's not dependent on him, so it's not, can't be. V'im yal al adash she'en kol ha'nimsom milvado mitsuyim, hu levado yeh matsui v'lo yivatel hu levitulam. And even if you can think everything else in the world will cease to exist, he will exist. She'kol ha'nimsom tzrichen lo, v'hu baruchu eino tzarech lahem v'lo le'echad mehem. L'fichach, ein amitaso ka'amitas echad mehem. Right, his MS is not like our MS, right? And that's what the Gemara says also, that's his signet. Hu shanavi omer v'ashem elokim MS. Hu levado ha-emes, ve'ein la'acher emes ka'amiso, says the Rambam. Hu shatora omeres ein od milvado, klomar ein sham matsui emes milvado kimoso. There is nothing like this. That's part of the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. Hashem Echad, believing that he is the ultimate mamsi, and that's what's alluded to in this word, in our parak, that we will be under b'nei kol chai. It's also mentioned that the Maharal in Netzach Yisrael also discusses this in that same parak that we mentioned last time in Parak Yud Aleph. He also talks about the eternal connection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael. That even though for temporary times we might be lo ami, but ultimately we're b'nei kol chai because we're connected to him, and mitzidenu we affect the relationship, but mitzido it doesn't affect. Mitzad zehu chet, aval Hashem Yisbarach Shua Eila bar Yisrael b'lo chet. And ultimately, he will remove the Leif HaEven from us, the Maharal says, and bring us back. V'nik b'tzu b'nei Yehudu b'nei Yisrael yachtav, and the b'nei Yehudu b'nei Yisrael Pashas is talking about Lasil Lavo. When the two Malchios come back. It's amazing. Right now, when Hoshea is saying this Nevuah, there are two totally different Malchus, Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Yehuda. So he's already foreshadowing, he already said and prophesied that Yehuda, Yisrael is going to be destroyed, and they're going to Golas and Yehuda, and in the future they're going to come back. Right now, they're existent. So one might think, oh, they're just going to come together. No. They're going to be separated and exiled, and then ultimately they're going to come back. V'nik mitzu b'nei Yehuda b'nei Yisrael yachta, v'samu olahem rosh echa, they'll have one rosh. Who's the Rosh? Rashi says David HaMelech. The Radak says Melech HaMashiach. Maybe Eliyahu HaNavi. Va'alu min ha'aretz. And they'll bring him up. They'll bring Kibbutz Galios. Again, Pashas, this then means that whoever the Rosh is going to come before. Right, the question is, who is going to lead us to Kibbutz Galios? Melech HaMashiach. The Rambam discusses this in Hilchos Malachim. So this depends on how you interpret these words. There are those that say that Alshach says that Alman Ars means Tchias HaMesim, but either way, it's talking about La'asid Lavo, when there's going to be Achdus, and Ki Gadol Yom Yisrael. And the Barbanel here talks about the Achdus, it will be such an amazing day, Gadol, because all of Jews will be together. That's the Gadol, that's the Godless that we daven for. We daven for all of the times everybody can be together. Yiskapsu b'nei Yehuda b'nei Yisrael yachtav, ki'im heyos shebebeis b'yisheni lo nikbetsu, ki'im b'nei Yehuda b'nei Yamin, b'yisheni didn't have this. Oz bizvana teshuva ha'asido yeshuvu ha'shvatim, gam b'ofan sheyiskapsu b'nei Yehuda b'nei Yisrael yachtav, she'im shtei malchios, they will come and come together. The Malbim picks up on the word Yisrael from the word Zera. It seems, what happens to a seed? Right, many Sfarim point this out. A seed, when you put it into the ground, it first disintegrates. And it first becomes nothing. And you think that it's done and it's finished. Nothing's ever going to grow. And then finally, afterwards, it takes root and it grows. That's what Golos is. It seems like the Jews are downtrodden and destroyed and suffering, which we are. But that's all part of the Zriya. Sheikrab Shem Yisrael Mina Zriya, says the Malbim. Shagolas Yadome Kizorea Garine Tfua, Baomek Adama, Venidma Losha Garinim Nirkavu, Venivla, Vaakrakach Yatsitsu, Vyitzmachu, Vyotsiu Pritua, Kifle Kiflayim. Ken Yatsitsu Menagolim, Shenizru, Baartos Shavim, Amrav Kacholayam, Shali Safer Magirim, Hanilvim Meleim, Kamoshagaz of Chazal. And that's Yom Yisrael, the day that Zerael, the day that Hashem seeded and it's going to grow and it's going to come back. Beautiful. Imru l'acheichem, but now we go back. According to most mafarshim, now we go back. Talking about tochacha. You want this day to happen? So you have to do tshuva. Imru l'acheichem ami, v'la'achoseichem ruchama. I'm sorry, this is one more pasuk, continuing the nechama. Say to your family, continuing the mashav in the last parak, say to your family, you are my nation, you are ruchama, right? There can be a compassion on you, right? The Radak here quotes Rav Sadigon that explains that these are exactly parallel. Family members. But now we get back to the tochacha. Rivu b'imchem, tell your mother. It says Kilo is talking either to the Nevi'im, to the Tzadikim, or maybe talking to those children. Like in the previous parak, we spoke about B'nai Yisrael were like a zona in terms of Avodah Zarah. So the children there and all the Jews saying, talk to your mothers. The younger generations talk to the older generations and tell them. Rivu b'imchem rivu, ki hilo ishti. You should know that this is not my wife. B'nai Yisrael are not my wife. Anochi lo isha, I'm not the husband. Right? They're not acting like this. This Sarah Zenunea Mipaneo, unless she removes her promiscuity from her face, v'nafu fami bein shadeha, and her niyuf, right, from her unbecoming behavior, and her not covering herself, and revealing himself to all of her partners. The Abarbanel says, if you want to read this as a continuation, you can read it as a bitmiya. Right, he lo ishti v'achin lo isha. Right, just because she acts in a certain way, you think that she's not my wife anymore, and I'm not the husband anymore because she acts that way. No, of course not. She has to do tshuva. Don't think that this is something that she could abrogate. But derech tema, says the Abarbanel. V'chishem he lo ishti v'anochi lo isha. The MS ain't okay. Ki he mekudeshesli v'ishti l'chol davar. He ukamamar anavi eza sefer krisus imchem esher shelachtiya, like we had earlier in the Nevi'im. V'kimat shekein, and therefore she has to stop. She has to stop. Maybe tell her. Knock some sense into her. Penaf shitena, you know what's going to happen? Penaf shitena ruma. I'm going to take off her clothes and leave her naked. V'itzatia kiyomi valda. And I'll set her and I'll present her like the day she was born. What does that mean? Pashtus, the Radak says, the day she was born, the day that a baby is born, he's naked, she's naked. Or, penaf shitena ruma maybe says, Rashi means Yisias Mitzrayim. When we were naked without any zechuyos. So Hashem says, I'm going to leave you without any zechuyos. You don't deserve anything. You're being not being loyal to me. So I'll leave you. I'll leave you without any hashgacha and leave you to the elements. V'samtia kamidbar, I'll put you in the desert. V'shatia keretz siya v'amatia batzam, you'll just die in the desert. Right? You won't have any hashgacha. You won't have any divine protection. The Radak says this might mean literal, or tzama might also mean in ma'amela Torah. I'll leave you without Torah leaders. I'll leave you without mitzvos. I'll leave you just sending you into Golos. The Vilna Gaon says, it's referring to the mitzvos at Elias Ba'aretz. We go out of Eretz Yisrael, we're missing mitzvos. Or even like the Ramban says in Parshas Achrimos, we're missing every mitzvah. Because every mitzvah has some special element in Eretz Yisrael. And if we're only in Golos, so then even tefillin and even mezuzah, the Ramban says, based on the Medrash, the Sifri, in Parshas Akev, even those mitzvos lose something when it's done in Chutz Laaretz. So I'll leave you naked without the mitzvah. I'm going to send you out. You're not going to have any connection to me. The Rinas Yitzchak says, maybe naked isn't even literal. But he quotes, based on Midrashim that we know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only allowed, so to speak, the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed after Hashkina left. When he was there, the Goyim, the Akum couldn't touch it. Kol zman shani besocho, ein ha'akum nogin bo, ach ha'asalek shchinasi mimenu ba'alelo mechoni arishon, and that's the only time when the Titus could go in, and that's the only time when Nebuchadnezzar, right, by his rishon, by his sheni, so maybe related to that, that's what it means, I'll leave you naked. I'll leave you without any divine protection, and that will leave you in a serious state. Vespaneh lo arachim, even your children, lo arachim, ki b'nei zunimimah, the children, what does that mean? That means the Talmid HaChachamim, the great ones, even those, you know, I'm not going to consider them your children. The Malbim says, because even if somebody is mezana, we say rov b'ilos achar abal. We assume that if there's a child that came from the husband, but not in your state, you were so wayward, says the pasuk, that, you know, I'm not going to assume. Right, Agam sheyish lomer sherobi lo zachar abal v'gam im ha'im zinsa habanim ksherim aval halo hovisha rasam shel yivusha seirayon shel habanim atshim safik mamzerim. Right, you're so distanced yourself and you're so far away. So says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to consider you again far away. Again, znus as a mashal for avodah zarah. Kizansa imam hovisha rasam, their mother, says the targum nevi'e sheker ki amra elcha acharei ma'avai. They said, I'm going to go after my lovers. Who are their lovers? The Radak says maybe it means Ashur Mitzrayim, like the stories we know from Nevi'im Rishonim that they made treaties when Hashem said, don't make such treaties. The Radak though also says maybe it means the Shemesh, the Erech, the Kochavim, the luminaries, the stars that they worshipped and thought would be good for them. No Snei Lachmi Umeimai, they said, oh, don't the sun and the stars give me my bread, my water? I'm just going to put thorns all over your path, says Hashem, continuing the mashal. I'm not going to be able to allow you to get to your lovers. So you're not going to be able to get out. You'll try to find them, you won't be able to reach them. Then you'll say, the Malb and the Barbanel say, this isn't Shuva Gemura, but at least it's a little bit. El Chashuva Elishi Arishon. Let me go back. Kitov Liaz Me'ata. I'm not there. I have all these saris. I'll go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, after the long Golas, it will come. And it might not be a full-fledged coming back, but it'll be something. Right? It reminds us of Menashe. Right? The Gemara that talks about Menashe HaMelech, that at the end of his life, he dove into all the Avodah Zarahs and nothing listened. He said, okay, I remember my father, Chizkiyo, told me, Batzal Lachom Mitzaucha, Davido Hashem. I'll try it. Davido HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it works, great. If not, Kol Anfiya Shavin. And he's just like all of them. And the Gemara said, the Yerushalmi, that the Malachim were Sotimim Esachalonos. They were closing up the windows because they wanted to block the tefillah. They said, how can you accept this tefillah? This isn't tshuva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have to. He takes a divine drill, makes a hole right under the Kisya Kavan, and grabs the tefillah of Menashe. But that's the same kind of lashon. Says, Tov li miyata. It's not great tshuva, but it's something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts any tshuva there is. Right? The Mabit writes in Beis Elokim, tshuva, we say chatzi shir by mitzvahs. They do a little bit of tshuva. That's also something. Even if it's not complete, and even if it's not with the greatest motives. But that counts. V'hilo yada ki anochi nesati la, says Hashem, continuing. The Bnei Yisrael didn't realize that I gave her everything, all the gifts, Hadag and Atirish Vayitzar, the Kesef Erbesi la, V'zav Asu Labal, I gave them everything and they used it for Avodah Zarah. They use it. The Gemara in Brachas says, Daflam et Beis, Moshe Rabbeinu used this against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, Hashem, you gave them everything. What do you expect? What do you expect? But Hashem says, I expect when parents deserve, you know, Magia Lahem, thank you, if they give them everything and the kids use that to go against. Lachen Hashuv alakakti tukani b'ito. Hashem says, okay, I'm taking it back. I'll take it. They won't have it. V'tiroshi b'moado. Interesting, it says, Degani and Tiroshi. In Shema, we say, Degancha and Tiroshecha. So the Gemara Bracha says, "Kan osim ritzono shamakom, kan lo osim ritzono shamakom." Is it Hashem's or is it ours? So I'm not going to give it to them. B'moadov, itzalti tzamri pishti. I'm going to take all of the raw materials. They're not going to be able to take anything. Va'atah ales navlusa le'enei ma'aveha. I'm going to reveal their navlus. Everybody's going to see how they sin. There's going to be Hester upon him. Ve'ish lo yaslena miyadi. No man will be able to save. This is what Gemara Bracha in Shabbos Daf Nei says. No man, not even the avos. S'chus avos tama. What exactly does that mean? The Rabbeinu Tam there says, S'chus avos tama, bris avos lo tama. The Maharal is beautiful Lashonos there. The Maharal in Klushi Agados, there in Shabbos, on Daf Nun Hey, where the Maharal says that, chas v'sholom, that there's a break totally. Eilom chas v'chalila klal shalom yaseh b'schus avos. But vaday, through tefillah you can get schus avos. It just means that it was closed off so that it was possible to go into Golus. Because it was possible to go into Golas, that's what allowed. But again, the Schus Avos is there, it just wasn't strong enough to prevent the Golas from happening. Vishbadi kol mesosa, and Hashem says, I'm going to make desa, I'm going to make quiet. Kol mesosa, chaga, chadasha, shabata, v'chol mawada. All the mafarshim wonder what these words mean. The chagim, I'm going to make, all these days aren't going to be happening anymore. Chagim, what's Shabbos is Shabbos, chodesh is Rosh Chodesh, what's v'chol mawada? The Radak quotes, maybe it's Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which gets into the fascinating sugya of, is there Simcha on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Is it a Moed? Some say it's Tisha B'Av. Some suggest it's Tisha B'Av. Different pshatim. But either way, all the happy days, the Radak says, maybe Moed just means happy times. Happy times, not dafka a holiday of ours. Vashimoti gafno teinata, and Hashem says, I will make desolate the gefen, the teina, even the vines themselves, not just the fruit. Asher amre esna heimali asher nosoli miavai. You want to give it back to them? No, they're going to be nothing. Fakadi ales yumeya baalim asher takto lam. All the days that you serviced and you gave incense and you gave everything to the gods and to the baalim, so you will pay for that. The Radak says maybe even in future generations. Right, let's get into the issue of being pokid avon avos al banim. The Radak talks about that a little bit here. The Rinas Yitzchak, we have Yitzchak's Rasen suggests, well, if avodah zarah is kilu avad of our kol haTorah kula, so any avera that the children do is kilu achzu masias deavoseihem biyadehem. Fascinating suggestion. So that's why they could be punished. Now we're going back up. But Hashem says, I'm going to seduce you and you're going to come back. I'm going to give you this Emek Achor lePetach Tikva. I'm going to change Emek Achor, which passage just means all the lowly states, to Petach Tikva. I'm going to give you hope. Some say it means Dafke Emek Achor, where Achan was killed, back in Sefer Yoshua. You're going to live there. Tikri Ishi, Votikri Iliol Bali. At that point, I will be Ishi and not Bali. Many Mefarshim, Rashi, the Malbim say, Bali is more of a formal legal relationship between a husband and wife. Ishi means the personal. Rashi says, Tavduni me ahava, v'lo miyira. The Malbim says, it's a direct personal connection, no intermediaries. Vathirotzi yishmoz v'abala mipia, you're not going to talk about the Avodah Zarah anymore. V'chorati lem bris b'yamahu, b'chayis asad, m'ofa shamayim, I'm going to make a covenant with all the wild animals. The Radak says, it refers to what Yeshayo talked about in Paraget Aleph, the Garzevim Keves. All the different figurative, but either way, Hashem says, "Vishkaftim levetach," you will have security. And then we have the famous psukim that men say when they put on, they wrap their tefillin shawl. Yad ve'rastichli la'olam. Hashem says, "I will be married to you." Erastichli, it says three times. Erastichli b'tzedek v'mishpat u'bechesed v'rachamin ve'rastichli be'emunah v'yadaras Hashem. All the mafarshim figure out why the three erasins. The Malbim says it's different hisnagus of us. Be'nadam l'makom, b'nadam l'chaveru. The Radak says it's referring to the three geulos, the barbanel, the mishkan, and the two batei migdash. But it's all about the ultimate deep connection that we will have with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Salvechik quotes this pasuk in the safe day for family redeemed that they put out, and he talks about marriage. Marriage is the ultimate connection, and that is why the parallel and the when we want when Hosea wants to teach us about our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the ultimate relationship that he picks. Within the frame of reference of marriage, love becomes not an instinctual reaction of an excited heart to the shocking sudden encounter with beauty, but an intentional experience in reply to a metaphysical ethical summons, a response to a great challenge replete with ethical motifs. Love emerging from an existential moral awareness is sustained not by the flame of passion, but by the strength of a divine norm whose repetitious fulfillment reawakens its vigor and force. And it continues, and he talks about how it's a covenant, and this is what we say when we wrap our tefillin every morning. And the parak ends off by saying, at that time, I will answer the heavens. It's like an order. I will answer the heavens. The heavens will answer the land by giving rain. The land will answer the Dagon by making it grow. The Hinyanu is Yisrael, and then everything will grow again. Uzrati li ba'aretz v'richamti es lo ruchama. It was lo ruchama, but there will come a time that I will be merachim. Amarti lo ami, amiata v'hu yomar elokai. So again, Hosea, classically, as he does, he talks about the bad times, and he talks about the good times, hoping and davening that the bad times don't happen, but even if it does, he promises that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never leave his people. Stop here.